Welcome to Stop, Breathe, Think, a short meditation to relieve anxiety. I'm Linda Esposito from wiredforhappy.com. One of the best ways to rid yourself of needless worry and excess time spent inside your head is to have a simple, structured strategy for creating space around your anxiety reactions and your response to stress. When you practice calm with intention, you will develop a lovely habit daily to recognize the warning signs of tension, which will alert you to focus on calming techniques. The goal is not to rid yourself of worry, but to reduce the amount of time spent worrying and increase the time spent in problem-solving mode. Remember, at its core, anxiety is an overreaction to worrying and an underreaction to problem-solving. Begin this meditation by getting in a comfortable position, preferably seated or lying down. Close your eyes if you'd like, and rest your palms in your lap or by your sides. Take a moment or two and just pay attention to your breathing. There's no need to alter your breathing patterns right now. Breathe normally and pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest and the contraction of your abdomen as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Now think of a behavioral reaction you'd like to change or something you'd like to stop doing. For example, arguing with a spouse or child, or over-explaining and talking too much due to low self-esteem, or giving in to impulsivity and unhealthy coping mechanisms, or avoidance. Once you identify your area, gently tell yourself, stop. If you'd like, you can make it a mantra. For example, stop yelling at the people you love. Telling yourself stop can also be a clue to pay attention. This mindfulness-based awareness will help you pay attention to what you pay attention to. Often we're stuck in the past, reliving grievances, or we're living in the fear of the future. Stop can also be helpful if you tend to fantasize or daydream about how life will be different or better at some point in the future. Stop also means slowing down in order to regulate your emotions. You're the expert on your life, so choose your stop. Now let that thought go for the time being, and let's focus on the next step, which is slow, deep breathing to calm the mind and body. I like the 4-4-4 because it's easy to remember. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for a count of 4, then exhale for a count of 4. Pause for a couple beats before the next cycle, and then repeat 3 times. You want to inhale through your nose as if you're smelling a rose, and exhale through your mouth as if you're blowing out a candle. Let's practice. Inhale nice and deep for 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold for 4, if you can. Now exhale all the air out for a count of 4. The final step in this practice is think, and the brain does its best thinking after a brain break. It's impossible to think rationally and clearly if our central nervous system is hijacked by anxiety or if we're not paying attention to our body's stress signals in the first place. Now think of what you would like to do differently. Is this standing up to a person who intimidates you? Is this making a to-do list each day to invite structure and productivity? Or is this tightening up your interpersonal boundaries? Choose an action that's going to get you where you want to go. The purpose of this practice is to support you with a simple yet effective way of managing stress, mastering your emotions, and meeting your goals. When you devote time daily to stop, think, breathe, you're providing yourself with a coping mechanism to deal with problems. Some days, this exercise will work in as little as 5 minutes, while on other days, it will take longer. Which brings me to the last point, and that is to expect the problems will be present in your life. When you view yourself as a capable problem solver with many options at your disposal, you will become less anxious when life doesn't go as expected. Thank you for taking the time to devote to this practice. I wish you many moments of peace today and every day.